USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was asked about his weekend tweets regarding the late Senator John McCain. He claims his animosity continues because of McCain's no vote on overturning the Affordable Care Act.
Our country would have saved $1 trillion and we would have had great health care. So he campaigned. He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace. And then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up.
The president has met with the president of Brazil. He said they talked about options to deal with the political crisis in Venezuela.
But we really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, I would say, right down the middle.
The president says the U.S. isn't looking for anything other than taking care of a lot of people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand has called for national unity as the residents of Christchurch, New Zealand, try to return to life as normal. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Parliament in response to last Friday's attacks at two different mosques that left 50 people dead. She said New Zealand is a nation of 160 different languages.
We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
In a 70-page document issued before the attack, the government and called foreign immigrants invaders. I'm John Clemens.
Former Texas Congressman Robert O'Rourke has a lot of money in the bank for his presidential campaign. He raised more than $6 million in the first 24 hours after he announced he was running for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. O'Rourke has raised more money than any of the other candidates. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another state joins a controversial compact that could change how American presidents are elected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Colorado's Democratic governor signing a controversial bill to give the state's 9 electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote in presidential elections. Governor Jared Polis is quietly signing that measure. Back on Friday, it is seen as a way for states that traditionally vote Democrat to get their candidate elected president. George W. Bush and Donald Trump both lost the popular vote while they did win the electoral college. This law would only take effect if enough states sign the agreement, since it takes 270 electoral college votes to decide who wins the White House. Currently, that National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, as it's called, has secured 11 states with a total of 181 electoral college votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Black smoke is pouring over parts of Houston. For 3 days, a chemical plant has been on fire. Residents are worried about claims that the air quality is not a health threat. Company spokeswoman Alice Richardson gives reassurance.
ITC is a safe company. I have worked here for over 20 years, and I believe in it, and I can guarantee you that we would never do anything that is wrong to hurt our environment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.